My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I mean, I won't do it. It's not like the off-season stops, you know. There's ongoing conversations. Plus, you know, things, the dust settles a little bit and you see where different teams are. But I really like where our group's at right now. I like it a lot. I like the look of our team. We had goals coming in this off-season, what we were trying to achieve. And I think we're a much better team today than we were a couple days ago.
Kevin Adams, that quote's making the rounds. I mean, much better. It's sort of a little bit much to think back on how, I mean, to say the least, flattering he was towards Zemgus Girgensons, you know, defensively arguing for his value. And now the Sabres are better. Who are the minuses? Who's not on this team that was on it a few days ago? Tyson Jost, Eric Comrie, Jeff Skinner. Anybody else? I mean, they traded Oposo. They traded Eric Johnson. So these moves today make them much better. Girgensons is on the other list. Actually, Adams even said today, he was asked about Girgensons, and he said, we've made him an offer, but he hasn't taken it or signed anywhere else. What if he takes it? Then it's what you've done today plus him. The signings are fine. The signings are always fine. It's the same pretty much all the time for the Sabres. They sign a few guys. They talk about why they did it and how they like them. The signings are fine. They make sense for, you know, a lot of people are saying it. They make sense for what the Sabres needed. Paul, Chad DeDominicis are telling you, and I would say it too, that I get it. It's right. It's not wrong what they needed, where they were deficient, not necessarily, you know, number one center, this kind of thing. They have a couple and defensively as well, of course, real cogs that they're building around. But, you know, these guys they signed today, they're fine. But with the Sabres, there just always seems to be that stopping short. And one doesn't know what it was this time, at least as of now. If it turns out tomorrow they make a big trade, then we'll have that. But it's been too many years with the Sabres of just sort of hoping for that. And I don't want to waste my whole summer doing that. Like, this was your window, probably. The draft, that's what really everybody was focused on, was trading the number one pick, which I said, I don't have to do it that way, but I'll want to do it another way. And that didn't happen either. So, no, it's not over. In a week or so, it'll feel like it is. I mean, significant trades are not going to happen. I mean, it's rare after, like, the first few days of July. I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking again about this franchise's history, which doesn't, you know, all fall on Kevin Adams or even Terry Pegula, but it's just kind of like always feeling this way. You don't get to dabble with the high-end guys. We, I don't know, squint and talk about Steven Stamkos or other of the top free agents over the years, but you're always squinting. You're always like, really? That's not going to be possible, right? And, you know, that the closest they've come to those big hits are Erhoff Leno, right, that year. That was exciting. Still not, like, all-star caliber players. Erhoff was closer. It's just like July 1st is always, for different reasons, not an enjoyable day to be a Sabres fan. And this year, the signings are fine, but how there could be much better than last week or something. Are we counting the draft picks? It's usually this way. You know, I think what we've got, in Adams' defense, in the Sabres' defense, you can't have everything you want, right? I mean, we all want trades. We don't know yet what's... We might never know, like, what was really available. Adams has pointed out more than once this weekend, rumored players to be traded weren't traded. So he's basically saying, don't blame me because nobody else traded for them either. I guess they're betting on their young talent and Lindy Ruff, well, most of all, Ruff, making it work. Just an amazing change of events here from the end of the season. We're right before the end of the season when it's Granato. And where are we going to be July 1? It's going to come down to Lindy Ruff. That's what it's going to come down to. That he's going to need to get that kind of scoring from the Sabres' top players like happened 2 years ago, like happened in Jersey, that helped earn Lindy this opportunity, I think. I'd like to think he needed that year, or else, you know, might not have been brought back. They're betting on him to straighten out, get the most out of Thompson, Cousins, Tuck, Quinn Peterka. The role players, several of whom they've added today to fill that out, and Jason Zucker. I mean, he could be somebody, if there's an injury, and there usually is, somebody who moves up. I wouldn't hope that they're planning on him to play up top just at 36. You know, Skinner was here. They could have just done that, but not as expensive, though, Zucker. The top talent being at its best, in its prime, and it really is, not too young, in its prime, Dahlin, etc. The role players not getting them beat, creating this new... So interesting how so many Sabre seasons it ends up. Like, Paul lumps it all together all the time. Like, just how often are we talking about them being small or playing small? You know, almost their entire history, it feels like that. Role players fixing that, hopefully. And the coach, that's really what it is. We've heard Adams say numerous times, of course he would. I mean, I think he means it. Just how highly he thinks of Ruff and his ability to accomplish all of this, change the, quote, identity of the team, and get the most out of the talented guys, the kids. Paul mentioning Florida, like there's a cup winner, right? That's a team that's gone to the finals twice in a row. I recognize, including Florida last year, how you can have a middling regular season but go far in the playoffs. That's not what you're trying to build, though. You know, they want to get in the playoffs because it's been forever since they have. A special emphasis on that. We're not going to talk too often about better than that this year, I'm pretty sure. Paul talks about the relentlessness of the Panthers. Physical, dogged, this kind of thing. That's who everybody wants to be. It's not just physical, though. What we learned from, we saw from the Sabres in that pocket in the mid-2000s when they were dominant was, how were they relentless? They were not relentless by being physical. They just kept scoring on you. And there is that for this team, too. And that's especially why that one move could really get things going. And it's possible that And this will be said all summer, and it'll be kind of, but that they get there like 2 years ago without it. Just, man, the one thing. We want to see the one thing, and with the Sabres, it's often this feeling every summer. Like, where's that one more move to really make things interesting? 803-0550 if you want to say different or the same. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whoops, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.